Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh, are you crying? Why are you crying? Do you need to come to me? Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
Dallas.
I'm Britton.
This is Willie.
This is our new addition. This is Willie. So this is Logan's dog.
And just last week,
we just got him yesterday.
About buying a dog. And then this week, we have a dog.
Yeah, he got him yesterday. He is just able to leave his mom. So he's 8 or 9 weeks. 8 weeks, and he is 17 pounds. He is hefty.
He's a big boy.
He's hefty.
Aw.
He's a big Willie.
He is so cute.
Hi, honey.
Look, I'm leaving.
Oh, do you need your
He's trying to hide.
Do you need your thing on? Oh, come here. You don't need to hide. You don't need to hide. Come here.
My baby dog.
Come here. Oh, good boy.
He's so fluffy and soft.
He's got the puppy belly and the little squeakies.
He hasn't been super whiny, just a little bit.
I know.
Oh, just a little bit.
What's your matter?
You think my dad's sitting right there? And I
know. I think he does.
He was trying to hide and go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You can go. Oh, you can go to sleep right here. But today we are going to try coffees.
Yep. We're going to finish up the advent calendar flavors.
He smells like a puppy.
Yeah. I tried to get coffees I don't think we've tried yet from the advent calendar. But who knows?
No. Oh, what's the matter?
He's got the sweetest little eyes.
What's the matter, baby?
He barked at Dallas. He like wanted to play, and he like jumped and goes, the cutest little bark.
What are you saying? He's not nippy. Has he nipped at all?
Yeah, he bites.
Mm-hmm. Well, he bites?
Oh, yeah.
He bit someone?
Like puppy bites.
Oh, I don't like puppy bites.
Normal puppy bites.
I don't like
when he plays, he nibbles.
Do I look like your mom?
I had my hair.
Look at
well.
My hair.
Many times.
I'm your mom.
Did you just call yourself a golden retriever?
I'm your mom.
You don't
I'm
think
your
that's
mom.
How that works. Actually, your hair actually 100% matches his hair.
Oh.
Oh, it's our sweet baby.
Probably ready to go play.
Yeah.
You wanna go see Logan? Here, go see Patty on the way.
Okay. I'll hold you. I will snuggle you.
They held him like
Isn't
a baby.
He adorable. Go.
He is so cute.
He's ready to go
so
play.
So cute.
Mm-hmm. Or now.
Bye, Willie.
Bye, Willie.
We'll see you in a little bit. So Willie's going to be our office dog for a bit.
Yep.
Until he can go to doggy daycare. Which is so funny that that's a thing.
I love that. Well, it's a really good way to get them socialized.
Yeah, it's great. And you just know they're safe and cared for. It was so inexpensive, like way less than real people daycare.
Well, I got my dog during COVID and she didn't get any socialization and she's doesn't like people because of that, right? So getting that socialization, being around other dogs, super important.
And then put it to kids.
Yeah.
Can you imagine kids?
Yeah, no. Good morning, Deborah. Lovely to see you. I know, wasn't Willie so cute?
Oh my gosh.
I know. Everybody joining in now is going to be like, where's Willie?
Where's Willie? Where'd Willie
go? You have to rewind to the beginning to see Willie.
He was over it pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, I was sleeping in Britton's office with his head underneath her, like, credenza.
Yeah.
With a little pink blanket over him.
Like the darkness.
We are going to talk about
how many dogs were in that litter?
Are you going to talk about coffee?
What?
How many dogs were in the litter, do you know?
Eight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all gone except for two.
Can you imagine?
Two boys. The yellow one, they had different colors. That's fine. The yellow one was escaping, and he was a little escape artist. He was getting in trouble all the time. And then the red one was like everybody's buddy. He'd just hang out with the other dogs.
Alice says, are we going to talk about coffee?
Do you want to talk about coffee, buddy? What do you want to say about coffee?
Well, let's see. Coffee is. Do you know that coffee is really, really good for you?
Here, you have to talk
it's really
this
healthy.
If you're going to talk. What are you going to say?
Coffee is really healthy.
Coffee is really healthy for you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
It's really
happy
good.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, 2025. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Happy New You.
They want to drink some coffee.
Oh,
they
you guys want to try coffee? It? Okay.
You want to try some coffee?
Do you guys like carrot cake?
Yes.
Do you want to try coffee that tastes like carrot cake? Okay.
On New Year's Eve, we're eating like smoked salmon dip and pork belly and stuff. And Logan's like, your kids just eat the like weirdest stuff. Yeah. Like, they just eat grown-up food. Yeah, they eat what we eat.
Yeah. I know. That's the best way to do it, right? You don't have to make chicken fingers.
Except for when you're at my house.
Well, they eat my house stuff too. Don't get me wrong.
No, yeah. What do you guys like at my house? What do you want to have on Mimi night?
Here,
you have to.
Here, say it into here.
Cheeseburgers?
No, that's not what you
eat. What do you eat? What does Kaka make for you?
Pancakes and ramen noodles.
Pancakes and ramen noodles. Yep. That's the cuisine.
Okay. There's three cups right there. I'll see if it's too hot. Let me see. It's not too bad.
Okay. So this is frosted carrot cake?
Frosty's carrot cake.
Frosty's carrot cake.
Yeah. Let's get their kids' reaction to trying flavored coffee.
They said they like it.
Mm, it's good.
What do you think, Dallas? Are you sure? You positive? Are you going to drink more of it?
That one's pretty good. We're going to try some different ones, and then you guys can pick your favorite. Tell us which one your favorite is.
I'm trying to tell by his face.
Remember what this tastes like. Remember what this one tastes like.
You just want to keep your cup, so drink the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So we used to have a frosted carrot cake coffee that was a permanent flavor. That was so good.
It is so good.
We developed it when I was pregnant, and I remember I craved it. No.
Oh, that's right.
I craved that. Like, I wanted to eat carrot cake my entire pregnancy after we did the R&D.
I just don't like carrot cake at all. But I can't even say that, though, because the kid's 96-year-old neighbor makes awesome carrot cake.
Yeah, I shared some of Arlene's carrot cake. That was really good. It's really one of my favorites.
Sam's Club carrot cake's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Houston was over visiting the boys and their next door neighbors, Arlene, and she's like, I see you're parking in my garage or my driveway.
I saw you.
So he had to go visit with her.
I haven't been there in a while, and I'm like, okay, I'm like 99% sure this is the house, but I'm like, that's Houston's car.
Yeah.
But they're not on that side.
No. Huh. I think she's. I don't know if she was couldn't get out and around. It sounded like
you give me your tasting notes on that coffee. What did it taste like?
Carrot cake coffee.
Pretty good. Cake. Pretty accurate.
Did you like it?
Yes.
So a 0 out of 10. What would you get?
Like carrots.
0 out of 10.
10 being the best.
5. 5. 5.
Okay.
That's fair.
100 out of 100.
100 out of 100. Nice. I love it.
That was day 12 from our advent calendar. And now we're going to try day 19.
Are the advent calenders still for sale?
They are. There's still a few left selling.
Because it seems like it's great to do anytime.
So can I have your cup
of? Just to have new. Is this new coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
But cinnamon holiday blend is.
Another cup.
Yes.
We can pour that into. Mm-hmm.
I was like a big cup.
Oh, there
you go.
Okay,
that works.
Cinnamon holiday blend is almost gone.
The regular pods are gone.
Yes.
Oh, my mom had asked me about that. I'm like, I don't know. You better buy some right
away.
Cinnamon
holiday blend's almost gone. Mm-hmm. The advent calendars are almost gone.
Mm-hmm. How about Mary Mocha?
That's the, like, some of the decaf K-Cups are almost gone, and I think the regular 12.
So we're done producing it. Whatever's on the shelves is on the shelves.
You don't have to drink
okay,
all of it.
Okay, so what is this? You don't have to drink all of it, honey. We can dump it
in.
What
is it?
White chocolate torte.
Mm. I like this
that
one a lot.
Good.
Mm. It's pretty smooth.
Yeah. You wanted to give it
a
score? Did you try it?
Cup, and they can just pour whatever.
8 out of 8?
Or a big
say
cup.
Say it louder.
8 out of 8?
8 out of 8 or 8 out of 10?
Okay. It can pour eight
out of
garbage
eight
in
is
here.
The score.
I give it
eight out of eight. A 10.
Ooh, a 10. You like that one.
That's a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. From I don't like it to it's a 10. No peer pressure. No
I like how we
pressure.
Do 100 out of 100, 8 out of 8. Like, I feel like there is a sliding scale somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Deborah said, oh, no.
This is really good. Yeah, mm-hmm. if you need your CHB, like, cinnamon holiday blend.
For the regular, I think there's less than 15.
Yeah.
For the regular what?
I'm in the CHB. Middle of pulling a cart and
K-cups
there is.
Or,
yeah.
K-cups are gone.
K-cups are gone.
Decaf K-cups, we have like 20 left and that's it.
But not the regular. But remember, you can always order a
Refillable K-cup.
A refillable K-cup mm-hmm. to put the ground in to use mm-hmm. in your K-cup
But that's
machine.
Almost gone too.
And then just keep in mind too that if you ever do get K-cups from us and they are a little puffy up top, always just press it down one time.
It's honestly,
lift it
best
and put
practice
it down.
Just to do that
I do it
regardless.
All the time now. Mm-hmm. I just always press it, release some of that pressure, lift it back up. You don't have to rotate or anything and then just screw it. And it will release any oxygen. It was just... It's okay. hard to know sometimes when we make our one? Coffee, we let it de-oxygenate. Yeah.
Give her your little, give Patty your
Is
little
Is that
cup.
Even a word?
Yeah.
De-gas. De-gas. Mm-hmm. And it's just hard to tell sometimes if it's degassed enough to run through something. Or like the top might be degassed, but the bottom might not. So.
Okay. This is day 22. And it's gingerbread button.
Gingerbread. Oh, so it's cinnamon.
I had to give it a
10. Oh.
You like
I
this one,
it
huh?
And 90 out of a 90.
90 out of 90.
90 out of 90.
I like how the scale changes, buddy.
Well, that's what I'm like.
Okay, this is really good, too. Gingerbread?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not as good. Oh. Mm-hmm. Who made gingerbread muffins?
You did. I did.
They were so good. Did
Weren't
you
we supposed
ever
to officially
try them?
Crown her?
She tried yes. to give me the sash.
I tried to give her the sash. She's like,
I don't need a sash. I don't need that.
So Lori wins, and oh, she here. Buys herself a crown and a sash and a trophy.
And a trophy. This is
Britain
my baking
wins,
trophy.
And she's like, no, thank
I
you.
I bequeath this to the new baking champion.
Yeah, Dallas goes, whose trophy is that? I was like, well, technically mine.
You want to try the next one?
Isn't that
Okay.
Yeah. Did you read it?
Says nailed it.
Yep. You're just going to spill coffee.
I didn't
yourself.
Know you had it engraved. Of course you did.
Yeah, she had it personalized.
I would have put my name on it with the many times.
Two times baking
cherry
champion.
Pie challenge. Whatever.
You won cherry pie macaron. And chocolate raspberry macarons, right?
I'm so bummed you couldn't
show
try
those.
My macaron.
You can show it.
I just, like I said, I had one in the freezer to let
And I wish
you.
You'd make them again. And you want to know what else? Happen. You didn't make your cookies this year.
I haven't made them yet. I've just been super busy
everybody.
At Branson's house
Don't
every day.
Because
I was
going to
make them last this mm-hmm. past weekend.
No, That's a good idea. Them. Deborah said we need to do a Christmas in July with the holiday coffees.
Oh,
that's kind of fun.
Reaching.
Well, if we only made so many of each flavor and yeah. this one, they're yeah. gone, they're gone.
Somebody made a comment on one of our social pages that they want holiday coffee year round because it like makes them happy mm-hmm. and you know lifts their spirits. I thought that was cute.
Okay, no, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, with our Christmas in July.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have to add some toasted marshmallow to that, Deborah. That'd be actually kind of not a bad a Christmas flavor.
Are you gonna show it, Estelle? So is that the other? So that's 12 days of Christmas. Oh, you're just gonna show it, be Vanna White, who you don't even know who that is, probably. And then there's different
sure.
coffees in there.
8 out of 8.
Another 8 out of 8. Huh?
I think we already scored this one.
We're actually on the next one. Dallas put his cup up to get more.
What is
so,
this?
Well, you just tried gingerbread button. You haven't tried the
oh,
next one
okay.
yet.
Okay. I haven't.
Finish your cups. Okay. This is day 24, so we definitely haven't tried this yet. And this is Mrs. Claus's cocktail. So think of like Ooh. A Kahlua flavor. No alcohol. Don't worry. We're not giving the kids booze.
You already tried it?
What did you
Where's
think
my
of
microphone?
That one?
Hold on.
Hold on.
I gave it a 1.
A 1?
I mean a 9.
I think we're going to take the first rating.
That was the one I gave it an 8 out of 8.
Oh, he gave this one an 8 out of 8. Okay.
This one's not as sweet. I didn't put as much creamer in it. So that might be why you don't like it as much, too.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not my favorite.
We did a flavor when we did our mocktail flavors, and it was like a mudslide. And this mm-hmm. is pretty similar to that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Bailey's.
Back in the day, I loved mudslides.
Yeah.
Before I knew how much calories I had. So
I actually get a 5 out of 1.
Okay.
5 out of 1.
That's
five
great.
Out of one.
Okay.
I like it. So if the scale is a 1,
the first
it's
one's
4
carrot
over.
Cake. Carrot cake.
Yeah. Oh, the scale looks good.
So which one was your favorite one, Dallas?
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake. How about you?
I forgot them.
Your choices are carrot cake, white chocolate tort, gingerbread button, or Mrs. Claus's cocktail. Tort. That was a smooth one. I really like that one.
I like that one too. That one was good. Stuck
on my we haven't done just a straight white chocolate flavor. That'd
I think
fun.
The white chocolate tort might be my favorite too.
Yeah. So I'm compiling a list for you guys from our VIP page. Same. Of all the flavors that people have voted for that they want to be permanent flavors.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, Bananas Foster is a popular one everybody wants. And Blueberry
stop,
Waffles.
Stop.
And Mary Mocha Mint year-round. They want a chocolate mint flavor.
Ah, so, what well, seems like didn't we used to have a chocolate mint ice cream?
We did chocolate mint kiss.
Oh, chocolate mint kiss.
And then that's they right. also want a chocolate orange flavor.
Those chocolate like the orange top. We should have done for holiday.
Yeah.
Was there a chocolate orange?
There was a chocolate orange in the advent calendar. Mm.
Do you know what would be really good is apricot chocolate. Mm. Like a chocolate dipped apricot.
Yeah, those
like
are that. Good.
You love your chocolate dipped fruits. Me too.
It would be good.
Mm-hmm.
My trophy.
Yeah. No, I like that.
All right. Are you going to go find Willie? Okay, bye.
Don't let the boys get you in trouble.
Some karate moves on the way out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
London got him that Dolphins hoodie for Christmas. And
does he like the Dolphins?
No.
No.
He's like, I'm going to work to work to see who likes the Dolphins. Okay.
That's cute.
I'm going to have to make a big deal about it then.
Oh,
we like the Lions.
Yeah.
Like, but it was just, you know, they're from Florida, so.
I love London sends me a belly picture. She's due in June. Am I supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've said it before, I think.
Yeah. Have I? Okay. Yeah. I just never remember. She told everybody.
I think so.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway, but she sends me a belly picture every week and how big the baby is. So it is now, what did she say?
Sweet potato.
It was sweet potato sized. Yeah. Sweet potato.
Yeah.
Like a big sweet potato or a little sweet potato.
Like that? Gosh,
I think a sweet potato is like this big.
Yeah, I mean, you can get some big. And are you could sweet have potatoes the same thing, or are they different? They are the same thing, right?
There is huge debate about this when I was a child because we hated sweet potatoes. We would only eat yams. So when we were at people's houses, people would say, "Oh, we have sweet potatoes." My mom would be like, "No, I think they're yams. I'm pretty sure they're yams."
That's literally the same thing.
So I don't know. Are they the same thing or not?
I never liked sweet potatoes until my sister-in-law started making them. She's from the South. And she does like a sweet potato souffle and it's full of sugar.
Mm. Oh, my mom makes them. They're like dessert with brown sugar glazed all over them.
Yeah.
I love them.
So good.
It is. Christmas is not Christmas without it. Mm. Brittany, you should learn how to make my mom sweet potatoes.
I don't like them.
I don't care. No. You should learn how to,
make them for her.
I liked sweet potatoes for a little bit. And then I got norovirus and I had eaten sweet potato fries that day.
Oh.
And I...
It is weird how that will change your
never again.
My food I don't eat is Cheery Laffy Taffy. You get sick after you've eaten that food and like never again.
Never again.
Do you have a food that you don't eat?
No, but I do have a liqueur. Some amaretto.
Oh, amaretto has done me dirty.
Yeah, not good.
Amaretto sours. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. I guess when I worked in a bar when I was 19.
Is that the legal drinking age? I don't think it is.
If you don't buy it, it doesn't count.
Is that how that works?
There's always a caveat to everything.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
I don't care.
That's funny. What'd you guys do for the new year?
We had a couple friends over. Logan came over. My kids made it till midnight.
Nice.
I couldn't believe I called them and the kids were up. Nice. I was shocked.
Yeah, Estelle was losing steam. Like 20 minutes before midnight, she laid down on the futon that we have in the basement and because that's where all the games are. And I'm like, you got to sit up. You cannot lay down.
You're almost there.
You're almost there.
You can do it.
And we have like the sparkling grape juice, which my kids called Weechies. Which is Welch's.
Oh, cute.
They call it Weechies. And she got her little glass of it, took one sip and goes, I'm just too tired for this.
Yeah, we went bowling from 10 till 1, but really till midnight. But it was pretty snowy out. The roads were a little bad.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun. It just keeps us up. We've gone bowling a few years now. Mm-hmm. I think next year we might do a euchre tournament, though, at our house.
That would be fun.
I have no idea how to play euchre. I have tried, and I'm like, nope. Yeah. And I think euchre's only, is it only a Michigan thing?
Do you guys play euchre? It's kind of a Midwest thing. It's definitely Minnesota because that's where I think it's a Midwest thing.
I know Deborah's in Ohio and Bill's out east. So tell us if you play euchre.
Yeah. And it's E-U-C-H-R-E.
You got hit it.
Yeah. She said vodka.
She said vodka.
Ah, vodka.
Vodka and bananas.
That was hard to ignore. Not a list for that comment. No.
We can't say vodka. We can't say bananas. Those are the trigger words.
I didn't hit it. Yeah. But
that's so funny.
Oh, really? You can't say that?
I guess not. It hit her comment.
Oh, it hit her comment? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Comment. That's no so bananas, funny. No vodka. Yeah. No banana vodka.
You play.
Never plays. Okay.
I love euchre. Yeah.
I love euchre. It's just an easy game. But if you've ever played 500, I like it way better. Because 500 is euchre, except for you bid on how many tricks you can get. And you have jokers. So, like, if you've got a great black hand, you can play. You can bid and play it. So it's not. I hate it when you've got like great black hand and they pull up a red and you can't play your hand.
No,
you
idea.
Always I can play your hand.
500.
No. 500 is really really fun.
Mm. No,
playing euchre with the boys is sometimes like Houston, especially is frustrating because he will literally call it on nothing. Mm-hmm. Just because he doesn't want you to be able to.
Yeah, and that's strategy sometimes, especially depending on the score. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I probably started playing euchre when I was like 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My kids don't know how to play.
Yeah.
So, but I still don't count Trump. I don't even know how many there are. I
bought a card game for the kids today, and it's called Taco, Goat, Cat, Cheese, Pizza. And we will be playing that later.
Okay. Okay. Well, they have a movie later, so they're going to be leaving pretty early. Yeah. What are you guys going to go see?
Moana 2.
Moana 2. I thought it was good. I saw Mufasa, too.
Did you?
Yeah, was that good?
Mufasa was really good. It was a little...
sad and dark?
There's just fighting. Do you know? Mm-hmm. There's just quite a bit of fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was The Lion King for you, right?
Yeah, but it is interesting. It's the prequel to The Lion King. It's Mufasa's story, which had So it's Mufasa and Scar's story.
Okay, but I'm guessing James Earl Jones was not the voice of Mufasa, which is super sad, right? Mm-hmm. Because he passed away. And
I think Beyonce and her daughter were the lions.
That's cool.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, Sedona was showing me something on the way home. Yeah. I had to take my daughter and her little boyfriend for their 6-month anniversary
to
a movie.
Isn't that adorable?
So joyful. Yeah.
I sat in the back row. I felt like and then they were up there so I could.
Oh, my
I know
gosh.
We were talking today because it's our 10th anniversary this year and you're 20th, right?
Yeah,
I'm like, I think we just might do a weekend in Detroit because we've been wanting to go to like Eastern Market and stuff, but we don't want to go with the kids.
Yeah, or go with a crowd.
So we can go like try
the
fun
Motor City Casino isn't very expensive.
That's
that'd be fun.
Maybe like a Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Easy for you with all the. It might be easier just come stay at our house.
You just got such a busy year. You got so much planned and so much to do.
Maybe Kathy can for a weekend. I don't know.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'd have all kinds
of
fun.
Yeah, just plan it ahead.
Well, so
are you guys doing anything for your 20th?
We don't have plans yet, but I'm sure they'll evolve as it all comes
when it
around.
Gets, you've got a long ways away.
Yeah, it's not till August, but I know you're still celebrating your 35th.
Our 35th, I mean, it'll really be our 36th, but for our 35th, so we're going to Scotland for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I am a planner, so I've got the map. I've got did the 25 best places to go. They're all mapped out.
We've been sending you
videos.
But
we're doing 2 tours.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
So we're doing an Outlander tour, and then we're doing an island tour.
That's going to be awesome.
So
I can't wait to see
I'm so excited. And I just saw somebody post on one of my pages like a dress, and we're getting hand fast. So I thought it might be fun to bring because he's going to buy a kilt there. If I had a
traditional Scottish dress.
That'd be cool.
So, and they're really cool on the tour. They take pictures of us.
That's cool. Okay.
So, because how often do I have pictures with not me in them at all?
I just sent a meme to my husband last night that says, I have 4 pictures of you, of us together over the last 2 years, and 93 of my dogs sleeping since Saturday. And I was like, that's
true.
Accurate.
So true. But even at events, I go around and take pictures of everybody. And then I think at bowling, I'm like, I was taking a selfie or something. Kevin's like, do you want me to take your picture? I'm like, yeah.
I was here. Thank you. I was here. Moms are
proof
never in
life.
Pictures.
Yeah. Proof of life that I was there.
Yeah.
I almost didn't get any pictures New Year's Eve. I'm like, oh, shoot, I better take something.
Yeah. And well, it's nice to sit, to put your phone down and sit back and live, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're like, okay, I want to remember too. And I want to remember that I was there and not just behind the camera.
Yeah, I leave my phone.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I never know where my phone is.
That's good.
Because I'm having fun. Like, yeah. I don't right. want to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes, it seems like those are the most fun times is when you just totally forget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Florida and stuff, it's like there's water and you don't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
But then that's why I just go around and get a picture of everyone. Then I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
I got my one memory.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm good with that.
I feel like we didn't get very many pictures this year in Florida. We were just I
no, we didn't. So
well, you guys were well, we were cooped sheltered up for down a few days too. Yeah,
yeah, it definitely was off our norm.
Yeah, for sure.
The kids were like, we never got to go to Legoland, and we never got to
because there was a hurricane when we were there. So now.
Oh, bummer. Well, hopefully the weather's better when you guys go back there this
it's
fall.
It's just a crapshoot. It's yeah. I mean, we know that week. What have we had? Three hurricanes,
that was
but out of 20 some years, so.
I don't ever want to live through a hurricane, you guys.
Well, you're so inland. If I were on the coast, it'd be different.
Yeah.
You're so far inland.
They're
that...
still repairing a lot of the damage down there. Like, mm-hmm. it was pretty bad. And I hear, like, you can't even get insurance in some of your houses because...
Most places in Florida, you can't.
Yeah, because the damage just...
What
just
about those stilt houses that they built out in the water and they're all just toppling? Have you seen the pictures of them?
No, but that's not shocking. I mean, what do we say? Water always wins.
It
so
always
why would
wins.
You build your house in something... Like... It erodes rocks. It erodes everything.
Yeah, and what, salt
and you
water
think it's
that.
Not going to erode stilt houses?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I don't know where these islands are, but they're like...
probably North Carolina. They have a lot of stilt houses.
It's just crazy. And there were like 12 of them maybe. And now, yeah, there's like three. And then one will fall and it'll hit the other one.
Well, I look at those houses and I'm like, how does this work exactly? Like, how does this... Day up.
Yeah.
And then one was just on my feed and it was built into the side of a mountain. All these, and I just thought, what about an earthquake or something? There's no way I would stay with unsupported. Mm-hmm. Like it's feels unsupported just jutting out of this mountain.
What about the people who like put tents on the side of mountains and just like hang there and sleep suspended overnight?
Oh,
have you seen those?
Yeah, absolutely. No,
they're
not.
Like hammocks that are like anchored
they're
to
like
the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, I like to roll in my sleep one side to one side to one side.
I would
be terrified.
Sure.
How about even just getting out to it would be terrifying.
Or having to pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I don't trust myself that I'd anchor anything. Yeah. Well enough to do that.
No, God, no.
At all.
God, no. That sounds terrible. It is. I think she says Rodanthe. Am I saying that right? Rodanthe, North Carolina?
It's in North Carolina.
Oh, sounds like a Nicholas Sparks book.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It just when they keep toppling.
Yeah.
Toppling.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, and if we ever do have another house in North Carolina, if there's a hurricane, I'm like coming home.
Mm-hmm.
To Michigan.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be up there.
Yeah. I'm not going to be the person who's hunkered down. Hurricanes come in. I'm headed
out.
Did
you see that crazy snow and ice storm that's supposed to go through like Ohio Valley and Kansas?
Oh.
Like Kansas is supposed to get so much
And then
ice.
Texas, like even south, it's going to be damaging winds and stuff.
Yeah. Yikes. What's scary is when the ice has places that aren't prepared for it, right? Like we're in Michigan. We have snow trucks. We have ice trucks. Or salt trucks. We have everything, right? And we're not in the mountains.
I mean, if we get that much ice, though, we lose power, too.
I mean, we absolutely do. But I know...
And ice is... there's no winning with ice.
Right. Like, remember when Atlanta got ice and they just completely shut down Texas a couple of years ago?
Yes.
And then, like, we had franchisees in Tennessee. They had ice last year. And they're in the mountains, right? There's nothing more terrifying than me than ice and mountains.
And nobody knows how to drive on it.
Right.
I mean, at least we are, like you said, you know, familiar with it.
Yeah.
You still have people driving like losers. I was worried, like, even Boomer and Amy were here for Christmas, and there was like that. The roads were kind of bad.
They were super icy.
And they drove
up
here.
And they drove up here. And I know, you know, he's lived in Minnesota, and he's been in Texas a long time.
Yeah. All his adult life. I mean, he was in high school or even maybe eighth grade or whatever when they moved.
I think like the last couple years.
Oh, Deborah, you guys are in the path of that storm.
Oh, you are. Oh, be careful.
Yeah.
Water. I wonder if all your stores are all like water and stuff is gone.
Yeah. Be safe, Deborah. That's not fun.
No.
This is the last couple of years for me that I've really gotten freaked out about driving in ice. And I'm like, we shouldn't, right? Like I've grown up here. It's no different. But And I have a car with all-wheel drive. I do not like driving in it at all.
I just think it's the unpredictability of it. Like, and you can just slide other drivers. Kind of at any second.
I just drive really, really slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Driving home from your house at our last book club was pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, it just came out of nowhere. I think it was just so unexpected, that weather.
Well, you just couldn't see the side of the road. Yeah.
This morning was so snowy. That's what Dan said.
Be careful. It's icy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Not being able to see the side of the road. And then, like, when the snow is coming at you and you feel like you're in a snow globe and you literally don't know if you're moving.
Really?
Like, that's scary.
You get 1 inch of snow in Delaware and people freak out?
Wow.
I would have thought Delaware gets quite a bit of snow.
Yeah. I think it's... I'm trying to think. It's south, like Jersey.
Hey, Jennifer.
New York.
Get it.
Well, and I think that like it used to be like 1 inch when we were kids, we'd laugh at, right? Now we get 1 inch and all the school's closed. So like, oh, nope.
A liability. It's right. Not, I mean, not.
What's
for
the
one
back
inch.
Roads? Yeah. So we have a lot of back roads. Yeah, that's so the highways are fine.
1 inch of snow, but, really? Yeah. I would have never thought roads. That. I would have thought that.
You have to say
well,
that.
Well, I said snow or ice.
Oh, well.
I see where Maddie's going with this now.
Sorry, I'm a child.
I just would have thought Delaware got a lot of snow.
Yeah, I would have thought so too.
Hmm. Now I need to look at a map.
When I went to school in Philadelphia, we'd get quite a bit of snow.
I don't even think I have a phone.
Yeah, I don't know where Delaware is.
Do I have a phone? I have a phone. I'm going to have to map
look up
this.
Snowfall.
Well, I just
for Delaware. Where see where Delaware is on our path. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, in Minnesota, we got so much snow, but I didn't mind it because it was really sunny.
You said we do get snow. It still doesn't stop people from, freaking out.
From freaking out. Our schools have been closing kind of ridiculously, but. Yeah.
Because we haven't gotten a lot of snow in the last, and it's actually for us. For tourism is horrible. Like up north has suffered greatly.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of convenience stores up north that sell our coffee. Mm-hmm. And their sales were down drastically last year just because people weren't traveling. There's no snow to go snowmobiling or skiing or so they're hoping for some nice snow.
It does always seem like in the UP there's always a ton of snow, but I don't know.
You are further south than I thought you were. Yeah. But definitely still in the path of snow.
Bill, we have got coffee beaneries in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey. Actual stores in all of them.
I mean, there's New Jersey, Delaware.
Oh, it's south of.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely further south than I thought.
She's got to show Lori on the map where all these places are because.
Hey, I didn't.
Her geographic, she just doesn't.
For some reason, I thought it was like.
Oh, yeah, I would have thought it would be where Connecticut is more.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's almost to Virginia. I mean, it's in line with Virginia. It's farther north south Carolina. So you guys have probably really nice weather in Delaware.
Yeah.
That's a really nice portion to be. Yeah, I move schools a lot, so I never learned geography.
No.
I just never learned it. I learned Minnesota history, like the same stuff, like three different years. I never learned basic grammar. I know it from Mad Libs.
Probably that's how you,
I learned grammar.
Yeah, when you jump schools, their curriculum's a little bit different.
Yeah. And it used to be different, like by county instead of by state.
Yeah. It's Friday, Jennifer.
Oh.
But we said we'd be on Friday these 2 weeks because of Christmas and New Year's.
I was confused too. Somebody said, you know, you've got to do the live in 3 minutes.
King of Prussia.
Oh, yeah.
King of Prussia. I went to school right by there.
And you worked there, right?
Yeah, I worked at King of Prussia Mall.
New Jersey used to get way more snow, but it's less and less. Even in Michigan, we've had just less and less.
The New Jersey store is in Hudson Mall, right outside of New York. Hudson Mall? Hudson.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And then we're in Ocean City, and we're building a new one right now in Owings Mill. Owings Mills. I have to remember, it's both plural.
Yeah, Owings and the owner is so nice. The new franchisee.
Manaka's in Pennsylvania.
Frankie and his family are so wonderful. They're going to do a great job. He owns a local pizza place there, too.
And a shaved ice place. Rita's and I can't remember the pizza. It's like Leo's or Lep's.
And his wife bakes amazingly.
Yeah.
She brought me like, I don't know what she called it. I don't know what they were. It to me reminded me of baklava, but biscuits.
He told me on the phone that the honey wasn't meant to go on them.
She told me to dip the honey in it.
Yeah, because I said, oh, the honey in it was really good. He's like, oh, they don't go together. I was like, I ate them together.
Oh,
they were really good.
She told me to dip it in. So I don't know. Yeah. But the honey was fabulous. Yeah. I did on our charcuterie board too.
We missed you, Jennifer.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, we figured we'd catch up on
Friday.
We'll
start on Wednesday.
Because we didn't want to go a whole week 2 weeks without talking to you guys.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah. We need to get our rambling out. How would we?
Right?
As if we don't ramble do every other
How
day.
How would
of
we
the
even
week?
Know after yeah. 2 weeks? Yeah. It'd be 3 hours.
You guys, the crazy thing though is technically this is episode one of season 4.
We have seasons?
We have seasons. We're on season 4.
Oh, wait, really? Wait. How do we have seasons? Did we, like, say we have seasons or did, like...
Well, like, when you set it up in the podcast
It's probably
stuff,
years.
It's each year's a season. And this is episode 1 of season 4.
Oh, so we've been doing this crazy. For 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a half hour north of where I am. Oh, nice. Well, Jennifer, I highly recommend getting to Cafe Carmel if you're ever going through.
Yeah.
They make delicious Cafe Carmel.
And have a Cafe Carmel made with whatever the flavor of the day is.
Yeah.
So if they have like double Dutch fudge or blueberry, anything, caramel tastes great with it.
Cinnamon Holiday is one of my favorite ones to do there too.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, Will is our operations manager. And when he goes and visits our store that's pretty close by, he always brings us drinks.
He got me a dirty chai the other day though.
Oh,
yeah? I was like, I don't know about this, but it was really good.
With a shot in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I liked
to. Never had one with a shot in it.
It was good.
He just brings me my vanilla chai with oat milk.
I really like it.
Delicious.
I think it was with oat
milk, too.
I liked
my Cafe Carmel better.
They probably made your chai, but accidentally put a shot in it.
And so he decided
he
was doing it
different.
He did.
Yeah.
He was like, try something new.
Our chai is so good. It's so much better than every other chai I've ever had.
It is.
Like, people tell us all the time, like, oh, try our chai. It's good. And I'm like, just don't bother. Like, I'll try it and give you a fair shot, but I just know I'm not going to like it as much.
So many chais. Yeah. And, like, the only one that comes close is kind of Panera, but it's still not as good.
Yeah, not as good. No. Not even close. And like I said, I like it with, like, oat milk because it's got a really creamy mouthfeel.
Usually it's just too watery.
Well, and you can do it with water. It'll save you a ton of calories.
I'm saying that, like, other places it's watery. Yeah. Or it has that, like, artificially sugar taste.
Yeah, I hate artificial taste.
Yeah, well,
sure.
Jennifer, if you, if Owings Mills is close to you, you can check out the new store. I think he's going to open next month. He got health department approval yesterday.
He did.
And
okay.
He is moving fast. I love him because he is enthusiastic.
He just come
and moving.
Visit Michigan. Yeah.
He's great. Yes. And if anybody does come visit Michigan, please just let us know because we'd love to take you on a tour and have lunch with you. We'd love it.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
We always love hosting people. And we'll give you gifts too.
And we're not that far, right? Everybody on here is on the Midwest, basically. So,
yeah.
It's not that far.
Okay.
Well, it's Friday. Yay.
Yay.
Yes.
So, everybody, enjoy your weekend. And hopefully, everybody's New Year is going wonderfully.
And stay safe through that storm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you.
Have water
Wednesday.
And supplies.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see you Wednesday.
I won't be here. I'll be at a meeting. But
okay. It'll be Britt and I. We'll do something fun.
Might be at the meeting too.
Oh, seriously.
We'll figure it out.
I don't think anybody wants to see just a one-man me show.
It won't be a one-man show.
No, we'll find some volunteers. Maybe we should have the boys do it.
Boy takeover.
Maybe a boy takeover. Maybe we'll do a boys.
The last boy takeover was hilarious.
So,
all right. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. End over here.
Then we're supposed to just sit here for like half a minute or talk.